Now, so far on this show, the kids we've featured have all chosen to continue with their music really seriously, to basically start musical careers. But of course, many, many of the kids who appear on our show don't go on with music.
Even though they're often good enough to do it.
Sure. And that's the case with Lin Ong, our next performer. She's not pursuing percussion as a career, but as you can hear from the performance she gave on our show when she was just 16, she was certainly talented enough. Here she is performing Toshiro Miyazumi's Concertino. Lin Ong, 16 years old, from Ames, Iowa.
Yep.
Wonderful piece. You have an unusual sort of beginning to your musical life. It was in a way of sort of defining your own personal space. I wish you'd tell us about that.
Well, every kid out here wants to, you know, be able to excel in their own special thing. And I have always wanted to find a place where I can compete with myself, in a sense, and this, I could do it by myself, without my parents, without my friends, and it was just intensely personal for me.
Yeah, but you were telling me also that this particular year, music making has sort of changed in a big way for you. How is that?
Before, percussion was just something I did, you know, another extracurricular activity, but this year, the musician's breakthrough came for me, and it's to make things musical and to make things beautiful and to bring it from your own experiences and your own emotions and to put that into the music. And before, I'd just been playing straight off the book. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I had had teachers who had tried to teach me phrasing and stuff. But this year, it's just like a curtain opened for me, and it's been amazing.
There's sort of a synthesis that you like to talk about.
Oh,
about
yes.
Bringing all those things together.
Well, you learn the technique. You learn the history of the piece. You learn what the composer wanted to say in the piece. And then you take who you are and like the emotions you have about the piece, and you synthesize that with all your learned information, and you make music. Yeah. And that's what I've learned this year.
It's a great philosophy.
Pretty sophisticated approach for a 16-year-old kid, a born philosopher. It may surprise you to find out what she's up to half a decade later. Lin Ong, at last our paths cross again. When you
yes.
were on our show, you spoke with such confidence and conviction. I knew you'd go on to really interesting things. And here you are in your early 20s, and you're already mm-hmm. establishing a pretty serious business career. Tell us what you're doing right now.
Well, currently I am a business analyst with Deloitte Consulting here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much a basic entry-level consulting job, but one that's pretty competitive to try to get straight out of undergrad. And
yeah. Is music a part of your life in some way, or are the business priorities too intense for you to concentrate on music?
Oh, well, you know, business is one of those things that I enjoy, but it's definitely not my first love the way music is. Mm-hmm. And doing a job that is so separated from music is that I've had to make music an even greater priority. Mm-hmm. For instance, currently I am on a team for Deloitte Consulting, or Deloitte in general in Atlanta, mm-hmm. And it's called the Employees for the Arts Campaign. And what we do is we raise money to support the Woodruff Arts Center here in Midtown Atlanta, mm-hmm. just down the street from the studio.
Right.
And last year, they were able to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Woodruff Arts Center. And right. This year, we're just hoping to continue that. And I feel very fortunate to have an opportunity like this.
That's wonderful.
It's been great.
Now, to let everybody in on your history, after our show, you did go on to study music. Where were you studying?
I went to Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, and I got a Bachelor of Music in Musical Arts, but I also had a second major in economics.
So talk about now how you made the decision to go into business in a concentrated way.
You know, it was a very hard and personal decision for me. And, you know, it was very interesting because it wasn't so much about giving up on music and giving up on dreams, but it more was, I guess, maturing and realizing that this was a step that I needed to take spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Did you actually have to cope with negative feelings? I mean, you know, quitting music and moving on. I mean, any other people being disappointed in you? I mean, obviously you had a very strong feeling, a strong commitment that led you to make the change, but did you have other people, you know, looking at you in a different sort of way?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
And I really do feel that there is a kind of stigma about leaving music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I feel like some of my musician friends are like, oh, you know, why did you quit? Mm-hmm. You know, why are you leaving us? You know, were you not good enough? Did you fail? Like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even non-musical friends, I have some who are in just dear friends of mine, but one of the first questions out of their mouths when they see me, you know, is like, so when are you going to get your master's? You know, coping with those feelings of kind of loss and of kind of alienation almost, I think it's really hard. And I feel like a lot of times youth in music, they're either polarized, you know, by, let's say, parents who are like, why are you throwing your life away, you know? And then on the other end are, you know, my musical friends who are wondering, you know, kind of what went wrong or why, you know, I'm a quitter or something. And so I feel like that kind of stigma is really hard for kids today to deal with.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Like the kids on From the Top, I was listening to it the other day and, you know, just realizing that, you know, to get even to a good conservatory or school of music, you have to commit so much of your life to it beforehand. And
mm-hmm.
I really do feel like, to some extent, today's culture puts kids on the fast track, especially kids that have abilities or are just strong in the things that they're doing. And so I'm very much a strong advocate for just taking a step back and doing what you need to do to be true to yourself and to not allow all these extra things to really sway you.
Well, exactly. And even when one is dedicated to one pursuit or another, it's very hard to maintain an awareness and a sensitivity to those things that come through and into your life that demand a sort of a paradigm shift. And the fact that you are and you have been able to see those signs and hear that call is a really inspiring thing to me, to anyone listening to Lin Ong.
Too kind, Chris.
Not at all. Not at all. All the best to you, Lin.